your stars is on the board. You can't protect the city, man.
Deep cut. Deep cut. Deep cut. Deep cut.
Geeks. Hello, foodies and geeks. I'm Matt Man.
And I'm Tommy. 27 years old, stars.
Aw, happy birthday, buddy.
Thanks,
and together
man.
We are
the Deep Fried Geeks.
Our weekly podcast where we talk about food, movies, comics, TV shows, and general geek news.
Yay!
Happy birthday, Tommy Two Stars.
Oh, you guys are the best.
Today is January 20th. Mm-hmm. It is your birthday.
Today is my birthday.
So happy birthday to ya.
Oh, thank you, my man. You're the best.
Aw, thanks, buddy. I tried. Whoa!
Happy birthday, Tom Dooster!
Oh, that's
the way Leviticus says happy birthday. Hey, Leviticus!
Hey, peoples!
How are you, buddy?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing okay. You guys have good weeks?
Yeah, so far.
Anything interesting happen?
Not really.
I had the most amazing, best Mexican food in Florida since I've lived here.
Whoa!
Oh, really? Do tell.
So, actually, I heard this from our friend Rob at the church, and he brought up that a Mexican restaurant in Sarasota called San Diego Tacos opened up, which I have actually been to one, actually, in San Diego.
Oh, wow.
So, I was really excited to try it out.
Is it like a chain, then?
No, It's okay. Just locally owned.
Okay.
And me and Crystal went last Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
And hands down, was the best Mexican food I've had in Florida.
Really?
Yeah.
Mm. Wow.
Tasted just like home. It made my wife cry.
I do. So, meal. Is it a restaurant, or is it like a fast casual type thing?
It's just a fast casual. It's a really small, you walk in, there's only a few seats in there. There's some outside seating.
Nice.
And food comes out decently fast.
What kind of stuff do they have? Do they have like classic like Mexican entrees, or do they have like tacos and burritos?
It's tacos and burritos. It's not like a restaurant.
Okay.
You know, they're not bringing out the burrito out on a plate with all the toppings on top.
Yeah.
It's an actual burrito. You take it in your hand, you shove it in your mouth.
Wow.
So put it in my mouth.
Put it in my mouth.
So it's like a taco shop.
Yeah, exactly. They have tacos. They have fish tacos. They have rolled tacos, they have burritos, they have...
What different kind of meats do they have?
Ground beef, I think shredded beef. I had carne asada steak. And then they had fish. And I think they had pork, too.
Nice.
I think they had pork.
So where
are we going? Let's go this weekend. Let's go.
Let's do it.
It was really good. The guy there, the owner, is really cool. It was
nice.
A really cool place.
We'll have to go and we'll take some pictures, put them on Instagram and stuff. And
yeah, it was really good.
Tacos.
You want to pause and go get some Taco Bell, right?
Maybe.
That's awesome. I don't really have any good stories of anything like that, of awesome experiences this weekend.
Man,
the past week. Other than Tom's rubbing my knee right now, which is nice. From the cupcake crumbs.
The birthday cupcakes.
Happy birthday!
I'm trying to think if I ate anything different or anything this past week.
We did have man meat night.
We did have man meat night. Boom!
Betty.
It's okay.
It was great. I brought some steaks.
It was good.
And some Italian sausages. Which were amazing.
Great.
Our buddy that was holding at his house, he had steaks and Italian sausage too. And then our other buddy brought some barbecue from our new barbecue place in Sarasota. Forget what the name of it was.
Dickie's.
Dickie's, yes. And then it was good. And then I brought some pork rinds, which is my favorite. A lot of people know that's one of my favorite snacks. So I brought some of those, and I think that was like
have those right now.
I brought mashed potatoes too, just like microwave mashed potatoes, and nobody ate them.
That's not a meat. What's the point?
All we did was eat meat. Yeah. It was an official man meat night. We didn't have bread or anything. It was pretty. Oh no, he did Mike did bring some rolls to put that pulled pork
But we put that pulled pork and brisket on there. Mmm, so good.
Yeah, it was great. It was a good man meat night. It was successful.
I brought deviled eggs.
Oh, my God! I can't believe I forgot about the deviled eggs. Those things were amazing. I told Amanda when I got home that they were probably the best deviled eggs I've ever had. Did you put some kind of, like, barbecue seasoning in there?
No, I put... It was at Walmart. It was literally called Honey Barbecue Mustard.
Oh, man.
All mixed together.
And you put bacon in it.
And I put bacon in it.
Oh.
Enough to make some for you.
They were so good. They were, like, smoky and bacony and...
And a hint of spice to it, too, from the mustard.
You need to make those every time we have some kind of party now.
I might.
Were they difficult?
Not really.
I was very impressed.
Peeling the damn eggs.
Yeah.
Oh, they were a pain in the butt this time.
Was very, very impressed, Tommy Two Stars. Mm. All right. So food, glorious food.
Yum, 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 yum.
Okay. we're going to talk about junk food this week, Leviticus.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Put the junk from your trunk in my mouth.
Straight to my booty.
Not really sure where I went with that, but
not sure that's very healthy either.
Larry was mad when I told her that we were going to be talking about junk food, and she's like, I'm not going to be there. And so, but that is Larry's favorite food, is junk food.
It's on the food pyramid. It's underneath. It's like all
it's the layer that supports the pyramid.
Yeah, it's like the pyramid's on a landfill, and the junk food's underneath.
Right. So it's like you have to have a layer of cement to hold it up. So it's like that's, that layer of cement,
that's what junk
is
food is.
Junk food.
Yep. Yeah, right.
The food pyramid's built on a layer of junk food.
What do you guys think classifies a junk food?
Not
what
healthy.
What makes something a junk food?
Greasy.
Almost anything fast food.
Fast food,
depending
depending
on where you go. I mean,
yeah, you think fast food classifies as junk food?
Some class food, like, you know, so you can get a salad at a fast food place. I wouldn't.
Well,
call
it's
that
like you can.
Junk
Panera
food.
Now does fast food. I wouldn't classify Panera as
the
junk
traditional fast food.
Right, McDonald's, Burger King.
For me, like, junk food is I would guess I would consider that stuff junk food. But the main things I think about are things that you wouldn't eat as a meal, per se. Or your mom wouldn't want you to eat as a meal.
Yeah, okay, I see that.
Right. So those little Debbies underneath my desk.
Little Debbies that you hoard. Pork rinds, like we were talking about. Any kind of potato chips.
Bowl
cookies,
of candy.
Candies. And I think you can classify fast food. So we're going to get into junk food. What things we think maybe is junk food, what makes it junk food, all different kinds of stuff.
Da-da-da, junk or
is
not.
Is there a difference between junk food and fast food? That was the question that we were kind of talking about.
I think there is. Because, again, you could get, like, a fast salad or go to Panera Bread, which has, like, healthy, wholesome alternatives.
Right.
But that doesn't make it junk food.
I think you could go to, like, I wouldn't consider, like, Wendy's junk food, but I would consider, like, maybe White Castle. I would consider, like, junk fast food. So I think you could have junk fast food and regular fast food, maybe.
Oh, yeah.
Crystal Burgers would probably be. Even Taco Bell, some of that stuff on their menu would be more, like, the Doritos tacos.
Yeah,
I think that's more junk food.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's so good.
So what is the clear line you think between junk food and fast food?
Grease. Slabbered in grease.
That's kind of tough, you know, if you really think about it.
Yeah.
A lot of things have grease. I almost am borderline saying that it's not junk food.
Yeah,
like,
for sure.
Well, like what,
know?
For instance? Like, what would you say is not, but is a greasy substance?
Barbecue.
Yeah.
Bacon.
Yeah.
But bacon.
But is bacon junk food?
No.
No.
Bacon is its own food group. You do not classify bacon as anything else other than bacon and it's good for
your
tummy.
I like that. Bacon is its own food group.
Bacon.
Yeah, exactly. Because you then wrap bacon around the meat and it's just a whole different
that's
creature.
True. I agree with you. I guess you're right.
I mean, it's...
But when you eat, like, a big, greasy pizza, that kind of, in my opinion, is like a junk food type thing.
Yeah, I think it just depends on what it is. Like, he even said, you know, barbecue.
Yeah. We stopped at, like, five different restaurants on the way home.
So if Hades himself came in here right now and he was like, yo, I will make you skinny, right? Uh-huh. And super healthy, but you can never, ever, ever eat junk food ever again. Which one would you choose?
Well, if you stopped eating junk food, I think we would be skinny.
Maybe, but it's the again depends on what you're classifying as junk food. Like, we could stop eating junk food, but I could still eat 20 hot dogs, and that would make me fat, right?
I don't know. I don't think hot dogs I would call it healthy food.
I don't know if I would do it because, say, if I did get skinny, which who knows if that will happen. But if I did, I want those cheat days.
Yeah,
right. I want those cheat days. There's a thing where it's cheat like days are just that so one day I'm eating Taco Bell, Burger King, McDonald's, any Mexican fast food restaurant that's near me, all in one plate.
Throw it on a pizza, wrap it up, and eat it.
Yep. Yep. Exactly.
Going to the grocery store and buying a bunch of chips and chips and dips and queso and ice cream.
I would consider I would food, want right? that cheat day. Yeah. I don't know if I'd do it because I
yeah, I just love the taste of food.
Here we go. I got a definition for junk food. Any food that you are not eating to bring you sustenance.
Yeah, I mean,
so you're not eating it to get energy or to...
Well, what if you have, like, hypoglycemia and you're low on blood sugar, you eat a quick little lollipop, and then you're back to normal.
That's a whole different thing.
I'm just saying.
No.
That's keeping you alive.
No. If you're pub life. It's just like, you know, definitely. I totally agree with what you said. I agree.
Why is junk food so tasty and so popular, you think?
Trans fats.
Right? The food and the FDA is trying to get us addicted to.
I don't know. Yeah, that's
so.
That's
there's
part
a
of it.
Theory, or I actually think it's true. I was talking with a friend, and he said we were talking about Doritos and how it gets stuck on your fingers.
Mm-hmm.
They mean for that. It's not that they made it and that's just how it turned out. They mean for that because the fact that you've already got it in your hands, you're not just gonna go clean your hands, stop, and you still want more. You're going to keep on going because your hands are already dirty with the cheese from Cheetos.
You think that?
I totally agree, think that's true. Because
that's interesting.
If you really think it's like, yeah, my hands are, you're cleaning them, and it's just like, then you're going to have to go right back into it. So I kind of agree with
that. They do think of some weird things when they're coming up with these products sometimes that most people would never have thought of to hook you into that product.
Oh, yeah.
That's why there's so many daggum flavors of chips and stuff, because they want to hook as many people as possible.
Yeah.
Yeah. I agree with that. That seasoning and getting hooked on it, for sure. How often do you guys eat junk food, you think?
Every day.
Pretty often. There's Snickers bar waiting at home for me.
Yeah, that's probably why, for the size we are. Mm-hmm. I eat junk. What's one set junk food you think you eat most consistently?
Candy. A chocolate candy.
Chocolate candy?
I would just say
specific, yeah.
Here recently,
mm-hmm.
It's been popsicles.
Okay.
As soon as I go home, right after dinner, it's like, I'm looking forward to that popsicle.
What flavor popsicles?
I don't know. It doesn't matter.
They're all good. All flavors.
It doesn't matter. Just put it in. I think it's because I've been trying to cut away from sodas and energy drinks.
Okay. Well,
so it's just like I want that sugar.
That sweet sugar.
Well, that's another thing to think about. What about like soft drinks? Would that be under the junk food type category too?
I think so.
Too?
Yeah.
Yeah, probably.
Because they're obviously not healthy.
Going straight to your butt.
Yeah, straight to your tuchus.
We're just talking about all American foods. That's everything. What we're talking about.
You can't be overweight and eating curry and rice all the time.
Have you guys ever had other snacks or junk foods from other countries and stuff?
I've
some
had,
of them
like,
are
some
pretty
British
interesting.
And
British ones.
And Mexican candy before.
Yeah.
Mexican candy, I think that's probably it.
The Chinese and Japan candies are pretty weird. And chips and stuff, like, could they have like crab chips, where they're little soft shell crabs?
Really?
That they like bake and put seasoning on. And
I know they have like a green tea Kit Kats. Like, there's like 47 flavors of Kit Kats that they don't sell in America.
Wow.
Yeah, so you can get like a green tea Kit Kat in Japan and stuff like that.
That sounds pretty amazing.
It does sound good.
If you could not get fat, how often would you eat junk food?
Oh, every day.
Every single meal? Yeah. Constantly?
I don't think so.
If it wouldn't make me fat or sick or diabetes.
Right, that's the thing. That's the real question, is if it would make you sick.
Yeah.
Because
I guess there are skinny people who aren't healthy and sick. Yeah. So just because they're not fat doesn't mean they're not healthy.
Right. I can't go like a week straight with junk food. There's no way I can. Because it just screws up my
body. You gotta have like a set. Yeah, I mean, as you get older too, man, it gets even worse. Like, I'm falling apart. It's just like there's certain things I can't eat anymore, and it sucks.
Yeah. I have to at least, you know, twice or three times a week have a home cooked meal with vegetables and
some sort of stew to purge out the evil.
Back when I was younger, man, I could just eat
some holy pot roast to clean out the
cleanse
devil.
Cleanse this body!
Cleanse the devil from my colon.
I'll cleanse the devil from
my colon. Oh
my God.
Wow.
Happy birthday, Tom Tom!
That was a gift I wasn't expecting.
That sounds like crazy.
It's crazy turtles and their wacky homoeroticism.
Why do you think junk food and fast food and everything is so popular in America?
Because it's easy.
It's easy and it tastes good.
It's easy. One of the main reasons we get fast food, me and my wife, is because we don't feel like cooking.
Yeah.
We don't feel like cooking, and it's right by our house. There's a McDonald's. I mean, there's nowhere you can go without a McDonald's.
Yeah. In America, there's got to be a McDonald's.
Right.
And, like, one McDonald's for, like, 1,000 people living in a city. I wonder how many McDonald's there are
total in America.
There's probably, like, one.
There's got to be
for
a
every
lot.
500 there's gotta people.
Be. I wonder how many fast food restaurants in America.
I
want to
know how many McDonald's are still in Walmart.
Yeah, that's a good question.
That was great. That's a perfect marriage.
I love
right
that
there.
When we were younger.
You know, you're grocery shopping, getting all the stuff. Oh, you need house goods?
The statistics show the number of McDonald's restaurants in North America from 2012 to 2014. There were 14,157 McDonald's.
Wow. That's a lot.
There are, in 2012, there was 1,417 in Canada.
Eight?
That's a lot.
Eight.
That's a pretty good amount of dairy.
Eight.
Have you guys ever, you guys probably haven't been to Canada, right?
Only once.
No.
When I was a kid, Canada was literally half an hour away being in Michigan.
Yeah.
And McDonald's there have a lot of different stuff. Like, they got pizza. They used to have pizza.
Yeah, like, it's all real. Like, you know,
why do you think that
like,
is? Culture?
I'm assuming culture.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you been to the McDonald's in Orlando?
The big one?
That one has different weird menu.
They do. They have,
too.
Like, spaghetti and pasta and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's goofy.
Where is this?
The biggest. It's in Orlando.
On I-Drive. When you're driving
upstairs,
down 75.
Too, with arcade games?
When you're driving down 75, you can see it. It's the world's. I think it's the world's biggest McDonald's.
I'm sure it's what it's called. It's the world's biggest.
Wow.
And they literally have stuff
three
that's
stories.
Like.
That's another thing.
Bistro
remember,
and
do
stuff
you remember?
Too.
I remember when I was younger. There was McDonald's with an N64 station. Do you ever remember that?
That's cool. It sounds familiar.
In
like
California,
they had
one where the ball pit and everything was.
Yeah.
They had one small station where it was maybe three or four 64s.
Really?
And they were one thing, and you could play that. Yeah.
Those thumbsticks were worn the crud out.
Oh, yeah.
It would not probably stand up worth being.
I do remember that game system being.
Yeah.
I remember, like, loving to go to Blockbuster and stuff. I'm going to date myself here. And just go to, like, the back where they have, like, you could play old games.
I don't remember
that.
They
had set up. Like, they have, like, a Sega Genesis, a Super Nintendo.
I remember Walmart
games.
Doing that.
That, too, yeah. Back in the day.
They cut that out.
They did.
Yeah.
They don't even have TVs there anymore.
They don't. Even GameStops are starting to get away from it, too.
That was just a beautiful thing back in the day.
People ruin them.
Yeah.
Mm. They just go on. It's the same thing with the laptop displays. I don't know if you've ever seeing the laptop displays. It's like kids just go there and they're slamming on the keyboard.
People remember, taking dirty pictures.
Remember when we went to that brewery in St. Pete?
Yeah.
And they had the N64 there and all the games.
That was my favorite brewery.
That was pretty awesome.
That was the best.
But only one controller worked.
That was the favorite one out of
only one controller worked?
Yeah, because I remember we were all playing.
No,
we were racing.
It was two.
Either way, there's all three or four of us racing. Two people couldn't.
Really? I was playing checkers.
I almost complaint because of that.
You were losing. Like,
there's three video games broken!
I don't want to play this. I'm losing. It's bad. The controller's broken.
Alright, so back on topic.
I don't know. I don't remember.
What is your favorite snack junk food? That's kind of the thing I want to go on now. Like
Hershey's milk chocolate bars. I'm just going to jump right in.
Okay. So, like, dessert-type snack junk food would be like Hershey milk chocolate bars.
That's my jam.
What about, like, chips or pretzels?
Okay,
or
if I'm
going to
pick, I'm
going to
pick barbecue pork rinds.
Oh, yeah.
That's so beautiful.
Unpredictable. My favorite is pork rinds, too. Yeah. I like just the straight-up flavored. Like, if I was going to pick my favorite, like, snack and candy that I could eat, like, is Hershey Kisses. Mm. And I could throw down probably a whole bag of Hershey Kisses.
These Hershey Kisses are getting thrown down right now, brother.
How about you, Leviticus?
My go-to would probably be Doritos and sour cream.
Ugh.
Dipping Doritos in sour cream?
Double the flavor, double the fun.
I've never done that before.
It's actually pretty good.
Like any
it's
flavor
like if you
Doritos?
Don't have ranch, ranch
dip.
Ranch dip?
Yeah.
Or anything like that.
But usually you just get sour like a cream. Lay's ruffle with no flavor.
No, I just get the original Doritos.
Nice.
Nacho
cheese. I like Cool Ranch. I like Cool Ranch.
You know, I like to dip my Lay's potato chips in is mustard.
Really?
That's the bomb thing.
Really, like, it almost went slow-mo. You said, I didn't know where I was gonna go.
I like to dip it in your butt.
What?
Whoa!
What?
Had lots of butt talk now today.
What?
Wow. Alright, so I'm gonna list some following things. And I want you guys to tell me if you consider the following junk food and why or why not.
Junk or not.
So, commercially produced pizzas. It's like Tombstone pizzas,
DiGiorno. Like the dumb home-baked pizzas?
Yeah, do you consider that? Even like maybe the Little Caesars, too. Do you consider that kind of stuff junk food?
I
think they do just because the way they make them so that they bake quickly. They have to put all these weird chemicals into it.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So, yeah, all right. We had kind of talked about this already, but commercially produced hamburgers.
I think so.
What about, like, mass-produced sandwiches? So, like, Publix pre-wrapped sandwiches.
No.
Stuff like that.
The pre-wrapped are fresh.
They're pretty fresh.
Are
they're usually about a day old. They usually.
Well, what about, like, the peanut butter and jelly sandwiches that are pre-made?
Oh, no. Those are so good.
Like the
do you remember the ones you got in elementary school with the crust?
The Crustables. You ever had those?
Yeah.
Uncrustables? Yep. Those are the best.
You don't think those are junk food?
No, it's got peanuts. It's healthy. And jelly is healthy, too.
Anything with nuts is healthy.
It's got the peanuts in it.
It's
got
the peanuts. It's just a nut.
Yeah.
It's got the peanuts in it.
Does it have beer, too?
Maybe.
Yeah.
We'll make it.
Beer!
Soak it in beer!
That's beer! That's beer sandwich!
Das Crustables!
Das Boot!
Chocolate!
Technically chocolate, like, dark chocolate's good for your heart.
Yeah.
So.
It's good for the soul, too.
So good for the tum-tum.
Good for the tum-tum or good for the tum-tum?
Tum-tum. But yes, the
good,
tum-tum.
Good for tum-tum's tum-tum.
Good tum-tum, tum-tum.
So, what do you think, Leviticus? Chocolate?
And, like, chocolate-covered raisins? Got plenty of antioxidants.
So, yeah, chocolate. I think that's a junk food, per se.
Yeah.
Snickers.
It's definitely Snickers.
Definitely. I think that's the go-to, right. I think, is Snickers.
Yeah.
Snickers. Hershey's next. Hershey's. I think chocolate can be healthy, too, like mole, right? Mole chicken, stuff like that. Ice cream.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Fish and chips.
If it ruins my stomach every time, it's got to be something wrong with it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, right. Well, me too.
I'm not going to get ruined by ice cream.
Well, you're not lactose.
I guess not.
Fish and chips.
It is bad.
No, that is one. That's like bacon.
I don't think it's.
I mean, that's like bacon.
It technically is. It's fried in fat.
I don't care.
Well, unless you have like a blackened fish.
Yeah.
Which is like grilled.
And that's some like baked,
beautiful thing.
Some baked potato chips.
If it's fish and chips from the Ray, then it's definitely not junk food. Right. That is delicious. Heavenly goodness. That's like, you know, heaven in a bottle. And then bacon is just like heaven on earth, I guess.
Yeah. Right.
So those two things are made by the gods.
The fish way to heaven.
Yeah.
What about fried chicken?
Yeah, definitely junk food, I think.
You just switch the animal and all of a sudden it's junk food.
Fish and chips, not junk food. Fried chicken, junk food.
Because the first thing I think about is KFC. And KFC... their fried chicken, oh my gosh, it's so greasy.
Oh, it is.
They got rid of the grilled chicken, too.
Did they?
And
that doesn't make any sense.
I liked the grilled chicken because it was just like, if I didn't want to deal with all the greasiness, I'd go with the grill.
But there are so many other options of fried chicken other than KFC, though.
Yeah, there are.
Not down here, though.
KFC's the quickest and easiest.
Yeah, it's true.
We said candy bars, chips. All right, Tom, here you go, buddy. Beef jerky.
That's healthy. That's protein right there, man.
There's a lot of sodium in those things.
Protein!
Protein. Got you eating protein?
16 grams of protein a bag!
I feel angry after eating this bag! Oak want more protein!
That'd be a good commercial.
That would be a good commercial.
But you're right, there's a lot of salt in that stuff.
Yeah, Mark Ruffalo. He's sitting as Bruce Banner, eating a little bag of beef jerky. He, like, runs out.
Someone steals it, like, messing with Sasquatch. He just turns it off.
Yeah. So, Hungry Man can make their own beef jerky. So, this is a commercial for Hungry Man beef jerky, right?
Uh-huh.
And their product is a huge bag of beef jerky. Because usually, you buy beef jerky bags, and there's only, like, 4 pieces of beef jerky.
Yeah.
It's super disappointing.
Yeah.
It's, like, $10 in 4 pieces.
Yeah.
So... here's a commercial. You got Bruce Banner sitting on a couch, and he's like, I'm hungry. And so he grabs the generic bag of beef jerky, right? And he opens it up, and he eats it, and there's only like 4 pieces in it, and he's like, I don't like it when there's only 4 pieces of beef jerky. It makes me angry! And he turns into the Hulk, and then like, Iron Man walks in, Tony Stark, Robert Downey Jr. walks in, and he's like, hey, here you go. Try Hungry Man beef jerky. And it's this huge bag, and he opens it, and he's like, Hulk happy now. And he just eats beef jerky, and then it cuts away. Boom! They can make millions of dollars.
I would buy it.
That sounds like the best commercial ever, doesn't it?
It's a geek-tastic commercial.
I can't stop smiling.
Where do you get Hungry Man jerky?
Copyright Batman. I don't know. I made it up.
Oh, you made it up? I thought that was a real thing.
So we need to make Deep Fried Geeks Hungry Man jerky.
There you go.
Ooh. Don't
big,
get the fans.
Big monster bags. That's why I wanted to go buy a big bag.
I did. I want Hungry Man jerky.
Fans are going to wildly buy.
Fans are going to...
16-ounce bag of jerky.
Start begging us to come out with food now.
the Deep Fried Geek brand. Don't worry, we don't have many fans, just our moms.
And we're worried about you guys.
All the fan email, all it is our moms making sure
we're paying. Did you really say that?
You need to do an episode about salads.
Why were you talking about Tommy's bot? It was weird.
Why do you guys keep on burping? Did you leave the kitchen sink on?
Sweetie, you're not morbidly obese. You're just a little husky.
I don't care what those mean doctors say. All right, so wrapping up the... we already... wrapping up... the dog is, like, attacking me. Should I get all up in my face? So wrapping up the junk food section... I know we already talked about our favorite junk foods, right? But if you could only eat one junk food for the rest of your entire life, only one, what would it be?
Ooh. Mine would probably...
See, like, I wasn't thinking about fast food when I did this. Uh-huh. For me, when I was doing these notes, I was thinking about, like, snacks and stuff.
Yeah.
For me, it would be pork rinds.
Okay.
Oh, so snacks or fast food? Or what? Just in general?
I mean, anything that we consider junk food,
The snack food that you would, like, if you could only eat one.
Yeah, the snack junk food that you could only eat one.
Mine would be back home, the chain Santana's. It's a fast food Mexican restaurant. If I could have that every day, I don't care if it killed me. I don't care if it ruined my stomach. I would eat it every day.
That good, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Tom's thinking hard on this one.
Like pickled sausages.
Pickled cranes.
Pickled sausages,
Those so good.
Like cocktail wings?
No. Like, you know, the spicy pickled eggs or pickled sauce, like spicy.
Okay.
That I could just eat all the time. I love those things. Like,
what about cupcakes?
5 out of 6.
All right, and just because I always get emotional, I think junk food has become like a staple of the American life.
It is the American culture.
It's just like comfort food. We talked about comfort food feeling good for the soul. Junk food is good for the soul, too. Like, it is there for you. It's when you're depressed, when you're happy. Good times, bad times. I mean, you could think of so many junk foods that you got memories for and everything else. For me, like, a kid, like, having friends over and sitting eating a huge bag of Doritos and drinking 2 liters of Mountain Dew out of the bottle. You know what I mean? Or like Faygo. Well, when I was a teenager.
You were way hardcore when you was a kid.
You know, so junk food is important to the American culture. So,
and economy.
And the economy.
Sam.
So, yeah, for sure. So, geek community, share with us any memories of junk food, your favorite junk foods, comment on our page, write us messages, email me at mattman.blog@gmail.com. Hey, and we'll share your story next week. Maybe we'll talk about some good stories, memories you had, your favorite junk food, stuff like that.
Hashtag put it in your mouth.
Hashtag put it in your mouth. All right. Geek news.
This just in, hot off the press, is super geek news.
It's good, guys. Good teamwork.
Beep, Nobody does that. He just like loses.
I just
shift gears.
I'm constipated.
We normally don't talk about sad things on this podcast. And so I really hate to like have a downer time because usually. I'm trying to be serious, and you're not helping much.
We have to have some levity,
right?
To all this brevity.
I usually don't like to talk about serious stuff and things that we consider downers. But Alan Rickman passed away last week of cancer. Alan was 69 years old.
Man.
If you don't know who Alan Rickman is, turn in your geek card.
Just flip it over.
Just tap it out of here.
You burn it.
Burn it.
You put it in your fireplace that you don't have and burn it.
And
Expelliarmus.
His probably hands down most famous role would be Severus Snape, but this man was so much more than Severus Snape.
Mm-hmm.
He was Hans Gruber in Die Hard. He was in Galaxy Quest.
So many.
He was Sheriff of Nottingham in Robin Hood. He was in Sweeney Todd. He was in Dogma.
Yep.
With Kevin Smith. I mean, the list goes on. The Butler, which was a more Oscar-winning movie. And he was in Alice in Wonderland. He was the Blue Caterpillar voice. Like, he was at the core of cinematic history and was huge over in Great Britain and England and the play scene and and all that, and Shakespeare plays and everything else. He'll definitely be missed. It's a big loss. Kevin Smith has had a couple podcasts come out this past week about his relationship with Alan Rickman and what he means to him, and basically Alan was a huge fan of Clerks. And oh no, not Clerks, I'm sorry, of Chasing Amy. He really liked Chasing Amy, and it got back to Kevin, and so Kevin asked him if he would be in Dogma. And so that's how he got to be in Dogma. But from there, he had a personal interest in Kevin and became his friend and would seek him out and ask how his family is, and they had dinner together, and they became close personal friends. And he was talking about how good of a kind-hearted man he was and cared about everybody. And there's so many other stories that came out. The girl who played Luna Lovegood, which I can't remember her name in Harry Potter, had a story about how her and that they never really had a relationship because she was... I don't know if you know this about that girl or not. She was a fan before she got cast as Luna. So she was a fan of the books and the movies, and then she auditioned for Luna and got the part.
That's pretty
cool. So when she went to the set, she was like picturing him as Snape, so she never talked to him. And then years later, they happened to be at a same like charity dinner, and they got sat at the same table. And he remembered her name and sat down and talked to her and acted like they're old friends. And there's so many just good, positive stories about him as a person.
Have any of you guys watched? There was a few things that popped up in my news feed of people compiling every shot from the beginning of Harry Potter to the end of Harry Potter.
Oh, no.
And it was really cool. It was really cool seeing that. Especially the end scenes.
Yeah.
Those end scenes, he did an amazing job.
Oh, where he's like dying and stuff like that.
Yeah, I think that part of
the taking movie. The memories where he's like, look at me.
I'm going to have to watch it again, the series.
Great actor, man. Huge, huge contribution. Major 5-star geek points to Alan Rickman.
He will be missed.
He will be missed. All right. So, I just could not not talk about that.
Yeah.
So... more geek news, more kind of fun stuff rather than serious. Suicide Squad character posters came out. This is going to be Suicide Squad themed, I guess, because a bunch of Suicide Squad stuff came out this past week. These posters were super cool. They're individual character posters that came out. So if you want to get a chance to Google them, they're great. They're very artsy. They're like skulls. And then with the different characters in them and stuff. So, like, the Joker one has, like, the Joker makeup on it and green hair. And Killer Croc has, like, scales and stuff and whiskers. It's definitely just super cool. Check that out online. It's definitely worth looking at. It's cool. Any graphic design geeks would definitely appreciate it. More Suicide Squad stuff. The trailer came out last night. It dropped the second trailer. Amazing. What did you guys think of it?
It just made me more and more excited to see mainly Joker's role in the whole thing and where it's going with that. And obviously I'm excited for the whole premise of Suicide Squad, the whole story behind it. But I'm also excited to see what they're doing with Joker, where they're taking
it. Also kind of opened it up for, like, the non-DC fan. Because, you know, you look at that trailer, it makes it seem like it's more like, you know, an action movie, not just, like, a comic book movie.
Right.
So you kind of watch that, it's like, oh, it's got all these ragtag criminals coming together, not just, like, famous comic book villains.
Right, exactly.
So it could work on the geek level.
And interesting is I'm sure there's a lot of people other than geeks that don't even know who most of those people are, other than the Joker.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, there's... Because they're deep cuts. A lot of those are pretty... to be honest, I don't even know some of them.
Yeah, I mean, neither. Besides, like, Deadshot and Killer Croc.
Right.
I know Captain Boomerang. I know Harley Quinn, obviously. Yeah. Killer Croc, obviously.
Waylon Jones.
Yeah. So, it looks amazing. My favorite parts of it were the Joker parts. Super cool. I personally feel that he's going to be the best Joker yet. Like, that's my honest opinion.
I can agree with that.
For me, like, everything he does and every movement he's doing in this trailer is Joker in my mind. Yeah, when I think about Joker, that's the portrayal I think of.
Yeah.
He just seems creepy in general, so putting him in that role just seems to work.
Well, what was that movie? It was, Matthew McConaughey.
Dallas Buyers Club.
He did. I mean, that was...
I heard he transformed. Like, he did such an amazing job in that movie.
Yeah, he did really... Well, he won, I don't know how many awards for that. I know he won one award for it. But I have no doubt that he's going to take Joker, and he's going to do... I think he's going to even do better than...
Heath Ledger.
I do for sure, too.
I love Heath Ledger's Joker. I thought he did a really good job with it, but I think...
I think the thing about Heath Ledger's Joker is it's not classic Joker. It's not the Joker that everybody thinks of. It was a kind of a different portrayal, which was good in its own right. Not taking anything away, but I think that's why, for me, I'm not madly in love with it as everybody else
is. Right, yeah.
That's why I'm excited about Jared Leto, is it seems... Other than the tattoos and all that.
Jared Leto.
Leto.
Whatever. Leto Deck.
It's because he thinks Leto, Levi, Leto. He always is thinking of me. So.
I am always thinking of you. I'm just going to try to say stuff where I'm wrong.
Jared Leto-iticus.
Another point I wanted to point out that I loved, and it for whatever reason, it made me go back to the cartoons and is Harley Quinn. And, you know, some of the things that she said in there, it just...
She's acting like a little kid a lot.
And I think that's really cool that they're bringing that out.
Her accent is not really necessarily
it's not as close, but the phrases, the way she's saying
the way she's moving
exactly. It's the voice is a little bit off. But I don't think that that's going to matter. I think she's still going to do a good job at it.
I do, too. And I like the shots. I love the shots of Harley Quinn. I think those were great. I love the shots of Killer Croc. I was kind of unsure about the makeup and stuff. It was very, like, a Fantastic Four thingy to me.
Yeah, you're right.
Like, of the first Fantastic Four movies that came out. Like, plastic makeup. And I was kind of worried about that. But... This trailer, the scenes with him look a lot better.
I hope there's more of him actually in the movie.
I do too.
Because he's a cool villain.
I love Croc.
What I'm really excited about is if anybody watches Arrow, they talk about Suicide Squad, and they talk about what's her name that creates it.
Amanda Wallander.
But the thing is, like, the TV universe and the movie universes sadly don't tie together.
Which kind of stinks,
because I think they could do,
like,
what I'm saying is,
I hope they go into her story, too.
Yeah.
A little bit, definitely. For sure. Because I love that kind of story to where she's kind of this, in a sense, she's crooked, but not crooked.
Oh, well, in the comics, she's a big villain. She becomes a big villain.
Yeah, and she, the way she manipulates the whole thing, and I think that's really cool, too. I'm really excited about it.
Yeah, I'm excited, too. It's going to be great. So, I mean, lots of cool stuff about Suicide Squad this week has come out. So, Luke Skywalker's original blaster is up for auction. I thought that was pretty cool.
I got $10. How much is it going for?
$10 million more of those $10 that you have.
I'll have to go to the bank.
So if the prop reaches, let's see,
$256,000.
$256,000 is what they're kind of estimating.
We need a couple more deposits there.
One of the auctioneers said this is a very rare and desirable piece of Star Wars history. The recent release, Star Wars Flick Force Awakens, is on pace to become the highest grossing film of all time. Luke Skywalker is the most wannable characters of all time. Collectors will cherish Skywalker's blaster gun, which was used in the Rebel Alliance's battle against the evil Galactic Empire.
The DL-44, that's Han Solo's blaster.
Yeah, but he used it, though, I think, is what they're saying. Because he took that blaster from Han Solo and used it. But no, they're saying Empire Strikes Back. The blaster picture Bob was used during the Empire Strikes Back by actor Mark Hamill. So he could use the same gun as Han. I think that's super exciting. You guys want to pull our money together and get it?
$256,000?
Yeah, I don't know.
I think we might invest.
And it's an auction, so it could go for more than that.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. That's not helping our case, though. It could cost less or it could cost five times more.
I just thought that was a little interesting piece of geek news.
That's pretty cool.
If
his original lightsaber, though, went on auction, that'd be pretty cool, too.
That would be super cool.
Yeah.
I'm sure maybe it already has. I wonder maybe. Who has that.
Mark Hamill.
Shh. Well, yeah, maybe.
He stole it.
Well, I heard that they, and this makes sense, that they used several different lightsabers
they
throughout
did.
The movies and different props and different types of lightsabers.
So they just made them out of whatever they had.
Ones that need close-ups and ones in far away and stuff like that. Some more geek news. Leviticus shared this with me earlier in the week, and it made my day. Netflix was so excited and happy with John Bernthal's portrayal of the Punisher that they have decided to do a spinoff Punisher Netflix.
Yeah.
Can't protect your instant cue, viewers.
I think that that's going to be really cool. Having a series like that.
I think they're on spot right now. They're doing
well.
Really
why
well.
Not? It's working.
Yeah.
Why not?
It's doing well.
Jessica Jones, Daredevil.
Daredevil season 2 is coming out next month, people.
March 18th.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, March. Oh, I don't, sooner than
okay.
That. Oh.
Are you more excited for Daredevil season 2 or Walking Dead?
Daredevil
season 2.
Yeah, I think so too.
I love Walking Dead, but
yeah.
I'm more excited for Daredevil.
I am too. Yeah.
Just to see the Punisher and Elektra and everything else. It's going to be off the chain.
The chain. Ching ching.
What would you guys want a Punisher like spinoff to be like? Just him going out and fighting like crime lords and stuff?
Do you think do you think it should be there should be an origin? Or do you maybe they'll tie it in like Daredevil to where Daredevil's already Daredevil, but then flashbacks.
Yeah. I would hope
they do it like that.
Because that's kind of how they did Daredevil and Jessica Jones. They didn't really do origins right away.
Which I think is better that
way. So I think that it's working, so I think they should keep that flow. But yeah, I'm hoping he's just like...
Did you finish
kicking
Jessica
A and taking N's. What?
Did you finish Jessica Jones?
Yeah. I finished it.
Spoilers on Jessica Jones, people.
We already watched it, so you can't spoil it.
I loved how they almost tied in Daredevil. They did.
Night Nurse.
Oh,
they
did they?
They tied it in, but I was really... I kind of was hoping that they would have gave an appearance. So
I was hoping so, too, to be honest.
What's her name?
Rosario Dawson.
Was she in it?
Yeah, she was, in Jessica Jones.
Really?
There's a scene where they're trying to help Luke, and they couldn't help him in the hospital, and they're like, we need your help, so they like get her to go back to Jessica's apartment to try and help him.
Oh, that's cool.
Which she's kind of used to, helping
super cool.
superheroes out in people's apartments.
Yeah.
She is, for sure, digging him out of the dumpster.
It's funny, she like makes a joke where it's like, yeah, I'm kind of used to, I can't go back to my place or something like that for this reason.
Yeah.
Dealing with you people
yeah.
or something like that.
She's a good actress, too.
Yeah, she's great, man.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm super excited about that.
I just can't wait. Anything that, like, Iron Fist, Daredevil 2,
yeah.
Power
Luke
Man
Cage,
slash
Power
Luke Cage,
Man.
It's going to
yeah.
be great. Gonna be great.
Super good. So we all know Daredevil's coming out. There was a mom that started a petition this last week saying that they wanted for kids, they should make a PG-13 rated cut of it. They got like
what?
1,000 people signed it of Daredevil.
There's a petition where they're getting people to sign up to make a Deadpool. A PG-13.
Did I say Daredevil?
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
PG-13 rated version of Deadpool.
They're not going to do it.
Thank you.
No.
They're not going to do it.
They're not, yes. PG-13 rated version of Deadpool.
They're not
going to
edit all that poop out. That's ridiculous.
That's what Ryan Reynolds. Ryan Reynolds commented on it today. And basically he said the same thing. He said that it's so ingrained into the movie
yeah.
that if you tried to do that, it would literally be a 5-minute long movie.
Yeah.
What do you guys think?
I get why she's doing it, because I think the whole premise is her son is not, he's very sick or something, and he wants to see the movie.
Yeah.
And they're not sure he's going to live long enough to, I don't know, be 18 years old and enjoy this movie. But
I think at that point, you just let him see the movie.
Right. I mean, if anything, if your son really idolizes Deadpool, then he should be aware of what Deadpool does. Deadpool
for
is,
sure.
is a psychopath killer.
Here's the problem with here's my problem with this is that if he is solely an adult comic, which he is
very
definitely
gory.
An adult comic, very gory, then don't market him to kids.
No, he's I don't
and, but
know
Marvel
he is.
Does market him to kids.
Yeah, you're right.
He was on Ultimate Spider-Man. They have toys of him.
The Hero
He's
Squad.
He's on the Lego.
He
He's got a huge role in the Lego games.
Yeah.
He was on the Hero Squad for a while. So, like, if he is super adult, so don't market him to kids, because this
yeah.
is the problem we're having now.
Yeah.
But ultimately, I think if actual Marvel, Disney Studio Marvel, made a Deadpool movie, it would probably be PG-13. But since Fox is making it, they're just like, who cares?
Yeah.
Because Disney Marvel is the one who's marketing.
Well, that's true, I guess.
Okay.
I didn't think of that.
Either way, you're pissing off fans.
You know, yeah, but a
yeah.
smaller
Either
pocket.
Either way, you're pissing off fans. You're pissing off...
Yeah.
I think you're pissing off more people if you didn't do the rated R.
You'll be pissing off.
Because you'd be pissing off the diehard fans, whereas
yeah.
the younglings...
The Padawans.
He killed younglings. Deadpool killed younglings.
Sorry. So I mean,
Dark Deadpool.
It is really
you know,
stirring.
Yeah, you're right. Darned if you do, darned if you don't.
It's stirring up a
yeah.
lot of garbage because now China is not letting them release it in the theaters.
Yeah,
really?
So now they're
China
losing
came
out.
That's
the,
a good chunk of money.
They're not releasing it in China. It's going to be banned. So DVDs, I'm sure people will hold up, but in theaters, it's not coming out
that's
in China
weird.
Because that's how bad it
There's
is.
There's weird movies, gory movies that they would release, but not this. That seems
yeah.
odd.
Right.
Them to not release this.
Well, the Red Band trailer, I mean, he's straight up decapitating people's heads.
Yeah, but there's plenty of movies where they
like
do
Kill
that.
Bill.
Yeah.
I'm not sure they released Kill Bill in China.
I don't know. They have very strict.
They do, for
things.
Sure.
That's why they're a communist country.
Share your thoughts on that. If you guys have any thoughts on that, share that with us. It's a controversial topic. I think I'm going to go see the movie. I'm excited about it, but...
I'm definitely going to go see the movie.
Oh, I'm seeing it.
I'm definitely going
to
see it.
Happy Valentine's Day to me.
I might take Crystal.
For Valentine's Day? I don't think that'll go over too well.
No, I know.
Okay. Are you guys familiar with the series of unfortunate events?
Hello.
Count Olaf, right?
I've seen the movie.
And the movie and the books and everything. They're coming out. They had that one movie where it was kind of cool with Jim Carrey, and then it just kind of stopped.
Died. There's like nothing
just
happened.
Died.
I liked that movie too, so I was kind of looking forward to going on to a series. And boop,
well,
nothing.
You can now. Because Netflix is going to be coming out with a TV series
what?
Based on it.
Oh, really?
Who do you think is going to be Count Olaf?
I don't know. I mean, there's a few guesses off the top of my head. Let's see. I'm thinking... I'm getting a vision of three names.
Oh, three
names. Three
names.
Let's see. Malcolm Jamal Warner? No, that's not it. Neil Patrick Harris.
Neil Patrick Harris has been cast as the lead in that. I think that's super cool.
Yeah.
I think he'd be super good at that.
I think
I'm excited.
I like Neil Patrick.
I haven't read the books. I think I might have read one of them a long time ago. The movie was fun. It's a cool premise. So if any of you book geeks who like that kind of stuff, they are coming out the TV show. You can Google that and find that info.
I think Netflix is doing a really good job at cornering like the market of people.
Well, they have Hulu to compete with. So,
yeah, but I think they're doing a good job of like picking good shows and making like
exactly.
Like even besides Daredevil, you got like Orange Is the New Black, House of Cards.
I mean,
these are like
for
they're
one,
getting great ratings.
Marvel
for all these things.
Is a good person to go with in the beginning. I mean, if you're not because if you do a good job with that, you know that they're going to continue on with that's where they're going to debut their shows at.
Right.
It's Netflix, not anywhere else.
I agree.
Bring it right to the viewer.
I don't know why they don't make cartoons so Netflix perfect. Shows now then, too.
I think they,
do.
I don't know. I couldn't tell
they
you
are. Inspector Gadget. They have one of those. They have that on there. They have a
show. I know they have that, but like
no, they have
like
an
Marvel
original
cartoon?
Netflix series.
Oh, they do.
Yeah.
Oh.
You can actually like go on to like the page where you have the view and go to Netflix originals.
They do have a couple cartoons that are Netflix originals right
the
now.
The app on my TV.
Pac-Man.
Sucks.
Of course, we have Pac-Man TV shows.
A new one.
Yeah.
And
there's there's random ones.
They basically have taken some of those old cartoons and they're making new episodes, but are based of
like the Clone Wars season 6, I believe, or 7, went straight to Netflix.
Did it really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I didn't know that. You guys know that I'm a huge Kevin Smith mark.
I certainly knock a nooch.
Not so much of his movies, but his personality and his podcast and stuff like that.
Well,
I do love a lot of his movies, too. But he's just a cool dude all around.
He's a funny man. Smart
funny man. Smart, emotional, passionate. He is going to direct an episode of Flash. They just released that.
What? Kevin Smith directing some comic book related thing? That's unheard of.
That's crazy.
Oh, sorry. I thought we were talking about Flash Gordon.
He's the same in the universe.
We're talking about Flash, like Barry, Barry Flash.
Sorry.
So what happened with this was that a lot of people were telling Kevin that he needed to watch Flash because he never watched. So he went through and watched it. The season finale, he decided to record himself watching the last few minutes of it.
Yeah.
And he starts bawling like a baby, like sobbing and everything else, and because of what happens. If you've seen it, it's pretty sad. And so he's like sobbing and bawling. And so then some people saw it and found out that he liked Flash and like other like... his agent was like, do you want me to reach out to the Flash people? Somehow they had a relationship and see if you can direct an episode. And he's like... Sure. So they reached out to the Flash people, and they were like,
Okay,
cool. And so now he's directing an episode of Flash, season 2.
Why can't it be that easy? I want to direct a Flash episode. Call me.
Hello, Time 2 Stars would like to direct an episode of the Flash.
Oh, okay. Well, we'll get back to you on that one.
I've never seen the Flash, but all right. He runs real fast. Shenanigans happen.
Dead. He eats a lot.
He's sitting around playing video games the whole episode.
He's playing himself. He's playing like
he's playing
Flash
me. I get
and
what
he's
you're saying.
A Flash
I get what
video
you're saying.
Game. You guys are crazy.
I got what you're saying.
Do you guys have any? That's all the geek news I got. It was a ton of stuff. I'm sure there's things I missed. Do you guys have any more geek news at all?
As far as I know, Star Wars release date being pushed.
Yes. Yep. The Star Wars Episode 8 got pushed back.
December 15th.
December 15th, 2017.
Yep.
Wow. I believe it was supposed to be like May.
Oh my
gosh. The original idea is they were going to release Episode 8 in May 2017. Well, now they pushed it back. And, in my opinion, they're doing it because a huge number of this last Star Wars brought in, probably. They want to do another December opening.
Oh, it's smart, but I hate it.
I hate it, too. It does suck. But the good thing is we've got Rogue One coming in December 2016.
So many things to tide us over until then.
Yeah. A lot of
Deadpool,
stuff.
Cap America.
On a positive note, Spider-Man release date moves up to July 7th.
The reboot?
Oh, yeah.
Well,
the reboot of 2017?
Yeah.
Nice. That's the one that Sony and Marvel are teaming up.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So I thought they did pretty good with The Amazing Spider-Man.
Yeah, it was decent. It was fun.
I didn't really see all of the second one, though. But the first one I thought was pretty good.
Yeah. I cried like a baby at the end of the second one. They did that whole Gwen Stacy thing pretty good. All right, foodies and geeks, thank you for joining us this week. If you haven't heard on Facebook yet, next week is there going to be our 20th episode.
20th and episode.
So please comment. We're going to be doing a section called, well, the whole podcast next week is going to be 20 questions at the Geeks. So we want you to comment on Facebook, send emails, comments,
so
questions.
So we're going to do like top 20 questions to whomever?
Yeah, so whoever asks the coolest questions, we're going to throw those in there. We might even give you some shout outs.
Send us 20 questions. Don't make us make up questions.
Yes. Please send us questions. Even Mom, if you're listening, send me a question, please, so I can answer it.
Mom. Mom. Bring down the meatloaf. Bring down the meatloaf, Mom. Where's my cheese puff?
Where's my cheese puff, Mom?
So email mattman.blog@gmail.com. Send us Facebook messages, whatever. Tell us, ask us questions, anything you want. Happy birthday, Tommy Two Stars.
Happy birthday!
Oh, once again. You guys.
And keep calm and.
Party on!
Geek on!
Oh.
Party on, Wayne!
Keep party on, Matt.
Bill Finger.
Oh, we had like a party Bill Finger right there.